The Traveler's Journal, June 20th. Feeling the lure of Limerick. Though both Dublin and Belfast have international airports, most Emerald Isle visitors still land at Shannon Airport, 15 miles from the city of Limerick in west-central Ireland. Most disperse to other parts, but there's much to see and do around Limerick itself. A seaport situated at the mouth of the Shannon River, Limerick was settled by Viking invaders in the 9th century. King John of England chartered the city in 1197. Although now Ireland's third largest city, Limerick is better known for its doggerel and lace. Though not widely regarded as a tourist destination, the city does have charms of its own, not least of which are its many historic sites. The centerpiece is King John's Castle, the oldest example of medieval architecture in all of Ireland. The Hunt Museum in Limerick's Old Custom House has a superb collection of ancient treasures, along with more modern works by Gauguin and Picasso. Limerick also makes a good center from which to explore Ireland's west coast. The immediate countryside harbors a host of charming villages, set amid green fields. Often called Ireland's prettiest village, Adair is lined with thatched roof and Tudor houses, lush gardens, and medieval churches. Further to the southwest, there's County Kerry, with the town of Killarney, and the 110-mile route known as the Ring of Kerry, the most visited area in all of Ireland. To the northwest lies County Clare and the stark, barren heights of the Burren. And best of all, it's not a long way from Limerick to Tipperary. You'll find more resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.